You remember the story in Acts 12 where, was it Herod or whatever the king's name was, put James in prison and killed him, and then he took Peter and he was going to do the same. And but the church decided that's enough of that. And so they said, we're going to pray. And they got a prayer meeting together. And the prayer meeting, it says, brought it, really, it doesn't say it actually in the verses, but you can see it brought a supply of the Spirit to the situation. And an angel was sent to the prison and got Peter out of jail. That prayer was in the Spirit and made a supply, because spiritual help showed up. You can see what they did. They brought a supply of the Spirit to that situation. They got into the Spirit. Mashakaya, Oshakaya, Olamaya, Umasaki, Umashaka, Danzegia, Hallelujah, and Mashtakia, Hondokusha, Engo Bolo Kukane, Nendo Shukuka Handande. Oh, yeah, Bungi Shikita, Imashikita, yeah, an army raised up, an army raised up, Mashikia, that flows in the Poshikia, flows in the Spirit, Mashikia, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, mighty signs and wonders in this hour, hallelujah, the moving of the Spirit and the moving of the working and ministry of angels and the operation of things that have yet been seen on this earth. Because a remnant in this day, and yea, a growing remnant that will become an army, will be raised up, and that will be the catalyst for this great last move of the Spirit to come to fullness, because they moved in the Spirit and brought the supply from that realm. Amashikete, Mahasakia, Masakia, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is yearning over this. He's wanting to move. He's got some things he's got to do. Hallelujah, Masakia. Masakia, Masakia, hallelujah. Masakia, 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 Mandre Gichi, Mangoro Shakaya. Let's just see what this is all about. Munga Tungo Shakaha, Mangete Kita Ketoku. Oh, 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 Masikide. Oh, oh, Masiki, Kuku, Kuku, Kuliede. Oh, Mamasiki, Kiki, Kia, no Loku Shakaya. Ege, no Doge. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 Mazike, ah, Amasia, Alinde de Lilulo, doors, 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 Mazike, Keke, Kili, Olo, no Blabasakai, Revelation, Revelation, Manzegi Tede, oh, Manzike, Manze, further revelation, Manzegi Taka, Manzegi Taka, Manzegi Taka, Manzegi Taka, Mansakite, open, 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 Manzegite, Manzagata, Yilanana Masake, reserve for this time, reserve for this time. Manzikia, Masakaya, revelation of how to move with the Spirit. Mumanistia, ah, Manzi, oh, yeah, oh, Manzikite, oh, yeah, oh, Manzi, Monzi, Mostepe, yeah, Mosapa, Ika, oh, Kunko, Koko, Koko, Kike, Kike, Kede, Ede, Manzigidi, aha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 must be, it 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 must be. Hibashikaka, elengo goku kukikele, heketeki. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, masaka, ha ha, masaka, masaka, kiri, ere lomaramasate, de neja gulakate, elenamlum sukuto loda, la basa katite. Ha ha, oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Mercy. Yeleki tukudia. Mercy. Mercy. Kiteke. Yele no lupa sakaye. Ele no. Ole ne. Ele kichi. Ele kite. Oho. 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 Masakia. Asakia. Ala masakia. Ala masakia. Ala masakia. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Masakia, Masakia, Masakia. Ede di glosoko. Yeah, 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 yeah. Kansa ki. The revelations that belong to this era. Yes, there'll be those that are caught up, like Paul of old, and caught up to receive the revelations, the further revelations that belong to this era. Mastikia, andaliki, eranono, anamasiki, eranambroso, kotototoruda, aramasaki, eraganzangi, haha, hushakete, eshakete, eshakete, eramasakaye. Hallelujah, 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 masakia. The Lord told me about 6 months ago, he said in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul said I was, cut up into the Spirit and saw and heard things, received revelation. The Lord said to me, that's going to happen more. And he said, whole books will be written by a revelation that came in just a few moments. That'll give this church further understanding of how to flow in this last time era. Hallelujah. 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 We were over in Russia, and Pastor Nancy ministered to me, and she said, doors. Actually, I got it written down here. Doors, large opening to large rooms of revelation, revelation that is necessary. These rooms have reserve signs on the doors. These rooms are reserved. These rooms of revelation have reserve signs on the doors, for they are reserved for this last day era. No one else or no previous generation could access these rooms because they were assigned to this last day. This last day era. And she said, you're invited in. And as far as you go into that room is determined by you, not by the Father, because He's opened the door to you. Now go in and access as much as you have faith for. Well, I've been standing on that. But that's not just for me. That's for whoever God wants to use in this day. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what happened with Paul. He went into the Spirit and got revelation. All the in Christ revelation that we preach today, Paul got it by that experience of being caught up. Hallelujah. Notice, and don't misunderstand this, notice he didn't get it by studying the Bible, although we need to meditate on the Word. That gives God the opportunity, the Holy Spirit the opportunity to enlighten our eyes to things. So don't misunderstand me. But he got it in a moment through an experience of being caught up in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Are you excited? There's revelations in the realm of the Spirit God has for this era. There's further equipment God has for this era that we haven't been yet accessing. And the fullness of all the gifts of the Spirit and all the fivefold ministry mantles. Hallelujah. That's what we're praying about. Hallelujah. Any of you gentlemen got anything? Nothing? Come on up if you do. So come on up, Pastor. Or whatever. You gonna stay back there?
Okay. The pastor is reading that revelation, the word that was given to him by Pastor Nancy Revelation. You have to understand that the devil is also a revelation.
Yeah.
Yeah. For their ministers. We're talking about the body of Christ, about praying for their ministers. We need to pray for our ministers. We need to pray for them because revelation is going to flow, and the devil will oppose that revelation, even to the point that they will kill those ministers that will have those revelations. See, Paul has revelation, and it's about to go home. He wants to, can go home if he wants to because of the opposition against him.
Yeah.
But because of the prayer of the Philippians that brought that supply to him into his life, he continued to
Yeah.
That's what David said.
It's so much opposition. The opposition. Yeah.
That revelation that's on him, and he just made a decision. I'm satisfied. He went home because I believe lack of prayer. You know, the right prayer.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just don't get them busy. You know, revelation, pastor, it can be minister. He was doing that, ministering that to us right now. But revelation comes from their private life, too. Amen. If we're going to keep them busy just doing ministry and ministry, they will lose that ability to get into the Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
Amen. So even though they're in the ministry, doing ministry, we can bring a supply of the Spirit in prayer. As they're ministering to the Lord, as they're ministering to us, it'll bring refreshing to them.
Yeah.
They're not going to get tired.
Yeah.
So we need to be, as the body of Christ, we need to be in the place of prayer. So not only we try to get from them, we also bring refreshing to them, bringing our supply to their life. Not
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Ministers bringing their supply to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they didn't pray for James.
Right.
James was killed. How much more revelation James would bring?
Yeah.
He's killed because he didn't wrong Jesus. But he did was that they, and Peter, that like what you said, the angels came.
Yeah.
The devil is fighting, killing them because of the revelation.
Yeah. It's all over. That's what it's all about, is the revelation.
That's what it's all about, revelation. And that's what, this is very, very important, what they're hearing here. Because there's revelation of this era. And, you know, Pastor Jay is not putting himself up, but there's some of our ministers been skillful for many years. Amen. Hallelujah. And but they will be free from that opposition if we pray.
Yeah.
If we pray, we will be skillful to pray for our ministers, because the answers, most of the answers in our life comes from the revelation God is given to them.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's all I have to say. So
go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, what you're learning, what he was teaching, is very essential to each and every one of us. Amen. There is nobody here that is unused in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
In your body, everything is important.
Even exactly.
The smallest thing. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Pastor Nancy said, whichever night of the Holy Ghost meetings it was, when she talked about how the Lord showed her that fear, I guess, or whatever she said, of every 10 years, that thing coming back was in itself a strategy of the enemy to get her to open the door to it. I'm paraphrasing. You remember some of that she shared. She said at the end of that, she said, this is a revelation for this era. And then she talked about the book, Answer It, is a revelation for this era. Well, those revelations came to her as she operated in the Spirit. You remember her telling about how that revelation came about, thinking that it was going to happen again in 10 years. That revelation that God showed her, not how to keep that door closed, came to her in the Spirit. Came to her as she was praying in the Spirit. Amen. But if we'd have kept her busy, you know, because we weren't doing our part, then she wouldn't have been able to spend that time in the Spirit.
But there's also revelation that she can get up out of her praying in the Spirit. But there's some revelation that she will not get until we pray.
Yeah, exactly.
Pray for me.
Yeah.
The utterance that
Paul says, exactly.
The utterance may be, not that Paul doesn't know how to pray, but there are things that we need to bring a supply to our ministers, to our pastor. Amen. Beyond just praying for your need. So there is very essential that we're going to be skillful in our prayer life. For our men and women of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It keeps things off of them. I mean, it's as if, rather than them have to use their faith to keep it all off of them, we use our faith to keep it off of them so they can use their faith to get on over in there and get the revelation.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, my God.
Because if you use up all your faith just to keep stuff off of you.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. And so that's the supply we can have. You look through the Bible, and Satan always opposed revelation coming into the earth. This is Old Testament, so you can't operate the same way Daniel operated. We have the authority of the believer in the New Testament, but whenever that angel got through to Daniel with the revelation, he said, I've been opposed by in the spirit realm for 3 weeks or something like that. You know, he didn't have the authority of the believer, and so we can't just... But the principle is there that the revelation was what was being opposed. Because what revelation does is the devil's heyday is over whenever revelation comes. It shuts him down it just shuts him down. He can't operate anymore when there's revelation. Like when the revelation, I for example, whenever I went from phase one to phase two in the ministry, went through about, 3 years, of intense harassment. I mean, just to keep my sanity. It's one of those situations where, if I let myself, I'd probably lose my mind kind of thing. I mean, intense bombardment, all kinds of accusations, all kinds of intimidation, all kinds of, spirit of rejection and, all that stuff. Just hitting me. I mean, it was daily, moment to moment. And I finally got through that, got into the second phase of my ministry. But in more recent time, I've been going from the second and the third phase, and there is an intense bombardment again. It hit me coming to California before this meeting like a freight train. I take that back, like 3 freight trains. I mean, bam! I was talking to Pastor Noel about it at the Holy Ghost meeting, and in the hotel, I got my wife and I said, agree with me. I am under attack. She's not used to me saying like, talking like that. I'm under attack. And I said, agree with me. And when she did, and we went to sleep, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and wham, there it is. Yakety yak yak. Yakety yak yak. Yakety yak yak. I said, all right, I'm dealing with this. Because, you can just kind of roll over and try to go back to sleep. Or you can deal with it in the spirit realm. So I got in the spirit. You know when you're groggy, sleepy, you don't want to get in the spirit. But I got in the spirit, and in an hour and a half had that thing off of me. It took me 3 years to get it off of me the last time because of a lack of skill. Tell your neighbor, because of lack of skill. But this time got it off in an hour and a half. Ha ha ha. And had a wonderful week. The rest of the week went home, and the Lord said, I want to talk to you about all that. And he said, here's what it has to do with. It has to do with your connection to this ministry and getting the revelation that this ministry is putting out. He said, it's all about the revelation. It's all about the revelation. It's all about the revelation. Because without the revelation, you'll not succeed. You'll fail in the ministry. Amen. I don't succeed. You don't succeed. No one succeeds because of an anointing on them for ministry. They succeed because they do the word and answer this stuff. Amen. Amen. You know, Brother Hagin in that vision, which one was it, where he said, the one he said, I'm going to teach you about devils, demons, and demon activity or casting out devils or however he said that. And then he was sharing with him some things of the authority of the believer, and that demon jumped up in the front, jumped up between them, yakety yak yak, yakety yak yak. And Brother Hagin said he put out sort of like a smoke screen, and he couldn't see Jesus, and he couldn't hear what Jesus was saying. And he was wondering why Jesus didn't do something about it, remember? Because he thought, well, Jesus, you certainly see this thing here, and you certainly know I'm not getting what you're saying. And he thought Jesus should do something. Finally, out of desperation, he said, shut up in the name of Jesus. And he fell to the floor and then said, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And you remember what Brother Hagin was so desperate about whenever that thing was going yakety yak yak, jumping up, putting out that smoke screen, was he wasn't getting the revelation. Jesus was saying some things, but he wasn't getting it. That's what this stuff's all about. That's why all that yakety yak yak, that's why it comes to you. Hold you out of the spirit and not get the revelation that belongs to you. Well, we know now. We know to answer these things. I can't stress enough that book, Answer It. That revelation belongs to us in this era. So thank God for the Word. So it opposes the ministers. It opposes those who are getting the revelation from those that are preaching. It opposes the preachers that are preaching it. He opposes them in their personal lives by trying to. You got to guard who you have fellowship with.
Amen.
Because when you start moving in the Spirit, if the devil can't get to you, he'll find the most carnal person the closest to you. And he'll use them to try to stir something up. And create a bunch of strife or yakety yak or some kind of stuff. And it's all designed to keep you out of the Spirit. It's all designed to keep you from getting the revelation. So, thank God for understanding of these things. We're going a little different direction here. Go to the book of Hebrews. The 8th chapter. I'm about half drunk. I can't find Hebrews. I'm up here going like this, you know. I was like... When I get drunk, it gets foggy. You know what's so thrilling is we have the answers. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, come up here, brother. You stood up a moment ago. It stood out to me. Come up here. Just dance. You're going to get past some things. Hey! You're getting past some things, some opposition. Come on. Oh, glory. That's how you get past some things. Hallelujah. Are we gonna count him tardy? Hallelujah. All righty. Does that mean something to you? Some opposition's been coming against you. That's how you get past it. You get over in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, you can be seated. During that 3-year period of time, I wasn't practicing the answer it part, so that's what was taking so long in the back there when I was transitioning from phase 1 to 2. But I was getting over into the presence of God in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And that's the only way I could keep my sanity. You know? So I just did that a whole lot. Praise the Lord. Okay, Hebrews 8. Look at verse number 5. We were talking about some of this, in chapter 8 it talks about Moses building the pattern of the true tabernacle in heaven. We were talking about that the other day. Down in verse 5, it says, who serve under the example and shadow of heavenly things. These earthly things, in other words, the earthly tabernacle and temple, they were only an example or pattern of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished by God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee on the mount. Notice God told him to make it just like I showed you on the mountain. When Moses was on the mountain, he was not just on a mountain, he was in the Spirit. So that's the way you can interpret that. Do everything like I showed you in the Spirit. So what do we learn from that? It's in the Spirit we're going to get the plan for our lives. It's in the Spirit that we're going to get the pattern that we're to follow, the path that we're to follow, the steps we're to take, the direction we're to take, the connections we're to make, the people we're to associate with, who our company is, what our calling is, what the plan is, when it's time to get into the next phase of the plan. It's all going to come in the Spirit. It's not a matter of figuring it out. Whenever I went from phase one to phase two, I talked about all that opposition came against me. It was intense. I had never experienced anything like that before. It wasn't just in one realm of my life. It was in just every realm you could think of. And I was praying about it, and the Lord said, it's about the way you're getting into the Spirit and operating in some revelation that you're operating in. And I said, okay, Lord, what do I do? He said, you're not ready for this yet. Back out of it. He said, the devil's going to eat your lunch if you don't back out of this. He said, you're pushing. I was pushing a lot, and I was getting into things before I was ready to handle the opposition. And he said, back out of it. And I said, okay. When the Lord says you can back out, okay, yeah, I'm out. In that case, he said for me to back out. You know, there are situations where the enemy wants to try to get you to back out, but the Lord said to me in this situation, you're not ready for it. And so we backed out, and but just in the Holy Ghost meetings, and then as some things he said to me afterwards, just the other day, he said, you can go back in now. That was something exactly almost like he said to Pastor Nancy a while back. But the same thing, I talked to her about this years ago back at our church. She was preaching at our church. And she said, yeah, she said the similar thing happened to me. She said, I wasn't mature enough. And the Lord told me to back out. I said, that's exactly what happened to me. I never heard anybody else say the Lord told him that. But anyway, that's why this is coming against us. I'm not trying to draw attention to us this morning. I'm just using this as illustrations. That's why these things are coming against us. That yakety yak that I was talking about in the Holy Ghost meetings. But we're going back in now because it was showing us on the mount. Hallelujah. So that's what Satan opposes ministers for, is to keep them out of the plan, keep them out of bringing their supply to the era, and bringing the revelation into the earth that pushes the plan forward. But we cannot... We can't back out of things because of the enemy's opposition. You understand the difference between what the Lord said to me and in Pastor Nancy's case, a similar situation, than just backing out because of the opposition. Brother Noel just told us about Paul. He wanted to go on and be with Christ. He said, you know, there was this, he said, let's go over to 2 Corinthians 12. You can't back out of what's shown to you. But you also have to have the timing for it. And you're going to have to be ready for it in the Spirit. Because none of these things are going to be unopposed. Everything's got to be bolted down. Dr. Dufresne used to say, get everything bolted down. No open doors. No little carnal you know, flesh outs on the side on Saturday nights. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 12. He said in verse number 4, he said how he was caught up, this he was talking about himself, caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which are not lawful for a man to utter, or possible, some translations say, to utter. Of which, that's why he prayed for, he said, pray for me that utterance would be given, because you can't, how do you tell what was imparted and downloaded into your spirit by revelation without utterance? So he said, pray for me that utterance be given to me. Of such a one will I glory, yet not of myself I will not glory, but of mine infirmities. But though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. I say the truth. Let's see here. Verse 7. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Did you get that? The revelations were what were exalting him. There was given to me by the devil, of course, the messenger of Satan, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. I besought the Lord 3 times that it should depart from me, and he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. There's so much here, and I can't get into it all, but I'll just say this. Brother Hagin made this statement. He said, Paul knew about the authority of the believer. I'm paraphrasing something. Brother Hagin said some things along this line. Paul knew about the authority of the believer. He's the one that wrote so much about it. Yes. You know, it's interesting. Why didn't Paul just exercise authority here? You know, and just tell it to never come back? Well, this was all this opposition trying to back him out of the revelation. It was trying to keep him out of, in his case, operating in the Spirit. Getting over into the Spirit, in his case, the prophet's office, and getting these revelations. And then taking it everywhere and preaching it everywhere. Satan was opposing that. He was opposing him. You can read the 11th chapter. What is it? Yeah, the 11th chapter, and see everything that came against him. That was all stirred up by those demons. So he said, Lord, he said, King James says here, I besought the Lord thrice that it would depart from me. I don't think he was as much saying, I want this thing to depart from me, this thorn in the flesh, because he knew he had authority over that. I think he was saying, let this kind of ministry depart from me. I don't want this kind of ministry because it's opposed so much. Brother Hagin shared that, and I thought, well, that does make sense, because he knew he had the authority of the believer. In other words, just like Brother Hagin said one time, he said, give this kind of, remember whenever Jesus gave him the healing anointing and said, go in that anointing, lay hands on sick, tell them you saw me, tell them I told you to lay hands on, tell them if they'd believe that power would go into them, all that. And Brother Hagin, if you read the vision, Brother Hagin said, Lord Jesus, give this ministry to somebody else. He said, I know this is going to get criticized. In other words, religious devils, yakety yak yak. Who's he think he is? You know. Well, I've been tempted to back out of things because it's opposed. But that's why we need to do what Brother Noel was saying, Pastor Noel was saying, it's because we need this, the ministers need the supply of the Spirit through us praying for them. Hold that stuff off. Make a supply to them. Hallelujah. So they don't want to quit. So they don't want to back out of their ministry. So they don't want to just have a little, you know, Brother Hagin said, just give me a little church on the back side of the county, you know, and I'll just pastor for the rest of my life. Because what God was calling him to was opposed in a greater way. You know, eventually the devil wants you to put together the fact that whenever I move in the Spirit, that's whenever all this stuff, wham, slams me. So I have an idea. I'm just not going to flow in that anymore. The devil wants you to get that revelation. Okay, I'll just back out, because every time I do that, wham, hits my marriage, wham, hits my finances, wham, yakety yak yak on my head. You know what I'm talking about? Some of you know what I'm talking about. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Wham, every time you recommit to stay in Bible school. Ha, ha, ha. Amen. So he was wanting to back out of this kind of ministry, give this kind of ministry to someone else because of the things that come against it, both human and demonic. Amen. Because, the Satan wants to oppose the revelation. Whenever you're getting the revelation to people, Satan doesn't like that. So he tries to oppose it. I've always been amazed the more I learn about what happens behind the scenes in some of these major leading ministries that are leading. I'm not talking about leading in name, but leading in the spirit. There's a difference between having a big name and in the spirit you're big, you know. But I've always been amazed at how you learn from when you start hearing some things behind the scenes, all that comes against some of those ministries, the lawsuits and the carnal people and the stuff. Well, amen. You just get seasoned and you learn to stand and you learn to say, I'm not backing out of this ministry because of a yapping dog, you know. Amen. You hear that story years ago? The pioneers were leaving in their wagons and the dogs were behind them going, yip, 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 yip. And mommy, mommy, the dogs are barking. He said, we're not stopping this train for yapping dogs. And that's the way you got to be in the ministry. Amen. So if it was revealed to you on the mount, if the revelation came in the spirit, stick with it. Actually, that's what's going to get you past the opposition. I backed up the tape. That's what's going to get you past the opposition. The revelation. Walking in the revelation that you got is what's going to get you past the opposition. Notice what he said. My grace is sufficient for you. In other words, everything what you've already got is enough. Just use it, Paul. That's what he told him. Amen. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Can you see it's all about the revelation? And Satan wants to shut that down. Now, it's all about occupying places in the spirit too. Which, if I could say this, there's rooms in the spirit that ministers are going to need to go to more and more in this end time in order to get those revelations. Brother Hagin, Dr. Dufresne, before he went to heaven, said, I think it was the last service he preached here, I believe. Pastor Nancy talked about. He said that what's the secret sensitive or whatever he called it. There's a term he used. The carnal flesh church was raised up in order to, how did he say it? Flesh church was in order to get to shut down the message of faith or something like that. That's the devil's after that message. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, it's lifting off of me. Anybody else got anything? We can take a break now. Dean? All right. Praise God. Let's take a break now.